Oisa Bein Achavyes. He said in the Mishnah, Oisa Bein Achavyes, if the Evan that was Api Achavyes, this Chavyes was between other Chavyes, Magbiya, Umata Altsida, Vihinai Falas. So he picks up the Chavyes, and as Rashi says, and the Lachavyes Kula, Umisalka Mi Bein Achavyes, Visham Mata Altsida. So the Gemara says, "Man tane de chalecha de ike isure veheteire." If you have over here iser veheter, veheteire tachinan be isure lei tachina. So you have to be oisek in the heter, and you're not oisek in the iser. That means the Gemara saw a problem in that he has to pick up the chavyes and to be matter the even. It is not permissible to take the Evan off. Man Tane. Omar Rab, it seems the Gemara did not know of a Tane that holds you do such a thing. Omar Rab, Bal Bachana, Omar Rab Yechanin, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. He found a Tane, Rab Shimon Gamliel. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah in Beye, Habayre Kitney is Beyontiv, Beishamai Oimrim. So you have over here a taruvis of psailis, which is mukze, and kitniyis, and it is yontif. Beishamei oimrim, so beishamei hold boirer oichel v'yoichel. You should be boirer v'yoichel. The Meiri in Beyer says the time of beishamei is alts meleches boirer. Since it's efshar la'asaisem erev yontif, they would not permit him to be boira the psailus. The Shita Mekabetzis and Mesechtes Beyer says that the time of Beishami was al tiltu mukze. That in boira reichel, in order to avoid tiltu mukze, you take out the reichel. Ubeisil aloimrim, boira kedarkoi, vechekoi, ubetamkoi. You can be boira kedarkoi. So in Beis Hillel we see that there's no problem of Hilchus Boira, and there's no problem until Tulmukze. So Memele, so the Gemara was Medame, let us try to understand the Gemara's Kasha. He says, the Gemara was Medame, that just like over there, Beis Hillel was Mater to be Boira Kedarkai, in other words, to take the Psoilus out of the Eichel. And they weren't bothered by the problem of Tiltul Mukze. So Memele, so the Gemara held, here should also be the same thing. Since you can't get to the Yayin without being Misalik, the Evan, so you should be permitted to be Misalik the Evan Behedya. Just like over there, you're Misalik the Psalik. It's let us not go in what the longest of the heter is, but there it says it is muta. In Alkochach we see the Gemara held that it is not a bezundra din in yontav. Boira maybe is muta in yontav, but the tiltul mukze shaboy, we see the Gemara held that just like it applies in yontav, it should apply in Shabbos also. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So man tane, who is the tane that says that if I can't get to the oichel, if I can't get to the oichel, because the oichel is not edible because of the psailus, that you can't be mehedya misalik the psailus. Beisulalos, you're permitted to be misalik the psailus. As we mentioned, the Chazainish says the lomdus is because this is not called tiltul mukze, this is called tikkun oichel. It is considered the pule is. Is when we dam the pula, the tika pula is to be misaken the oichel, so that's why it is mutter. So here it is also considered tikkun ha'oichel. I can't get to the yayin without being misalik the evet. The Gemara did not want to say that the tana of our Mishnah is beishamai. It's not Mishnah like beishamai. It's not mistava. So the Gemara answers. So Rabbi Baba Chana Bechon said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says there is a time when one is misasik in the heter, and one is not permitted one is not permitted to be misalik the mukta. V'tanya omar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amad dvarim amurim sha'oichol meruba l'apsoilas. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, when does Beis Hillel hold that one is misalik the psoilas, when the oichol is meruba l'apsoilas? Avol psoilas meruba ala oichol. If you have roi psoilas or miyat oichol, divrei hakel boire roi. If you have roi psoilas, so then divrei hakel boire oichol, then you are not permitted to be misalik the psoilas. Al koponim, we see from the Gemara that the Gemara held that this is also an iser of tiltul mukze. That Beis Hillel does not all the time hold that it is permitted to be misalik the psoilas, to be metalto the mukta. There's only certain cases. When there's roi voichel, then there's a heter of tiltul mukta. But when there's roi psoilas, there's no heter of tiltul mukta. So we see, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, not always it is permissible to be metalto the mukta. So our Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Correct the Gemara, but wait a minute, if you didn't take care of the kasha, you're telling me Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, when are you not metaltal the mukta? When it's ripe psoilas. Whatever the reason should be. Here it's not ripe psoilas. Here you have ripe yayin. You have yayin. And a stone that is ma'akev, to get to the yayin. So you have ripe yayin. So this should be daima to the reisha. Since if you want to get to the wine, one cannot get to the wine, that means without getting to the oven, without taking off the oven, you cannot get to the wine. Kipsailas meruba aloichuldom. So this is equivalent to psailas meruba aloich. So we had learned Taisvis that al pi biyurei shalach hazainish, that Taisvis says that the lomdis is if you have oichul meruba ala psailas, so then the pula is considered tikkun ha'oichul. If you have oichul meruba ala psailas, so then the siluk apsailas is called tikkun ha'oichel. It's not considered tiltul mukta. That's if it's oichel meruba ala psoilas. If it's psoilas meruba ala oichel, so then we're not miyachas the tiltul ha'mukta to the oichel. I'm being misakin the oichel. If it's oichel psoilas, so memele, so it's considered being metaltul mukta. So then there's no heter of tiltul mukta. So the Gemara asked the kashe, but in our Mishneh, the Gemara's kashe was, L'chayre, it should be permissible to take off the oven. This is called tikkun ha'oichel. I can't get to the yayin because the oven is in the way. That was the Gemara's kasha, so it should be permissible. So the Gemara says, since the yayin b'chlal, Taisus says a svare that kivin shoichel ain't a nikar klal, veini yochel little ain't menu. So then it is not considered tikkun ha'oichel. Tikkun ha'oichel is if you have the oichel in front of you, and you have problems eating the oichel, then we can say, what I'm doing is being misakin the oichel. But if you have only a large stone facing you, and you don't, the oichel is ain't a nicker, you can't get to it, so then this pu'ula is not considered tikkun ha'oichel, and the mele, so therefore, it is necessary to be misalik the oven al yidei hagbos achotz. That is shitas hatoisvus. Now let us try to see Rashi and understand a little bit shitas Rashi. Zot Rashi. Man tane de masnisin, diktoni magbio umata al tzido. He holds, you have to be magbiya de chavis, so mata al tzida. The islay de chitorach mitre, de chavis. He has to be teireyach in the chavis. The havia teire. That is, he's oisik in a dover het, not in a dover mukta. Volo yitel ha even mamish. But he should not directly take off the yamen, the havi yisura. The havel gav the hashten nami even metaltel bahadi chovis. Even though when he picks up the even, when he picks up the chovis, he's also metaltel the even. The Chodesh Aviv wants to say that Rashi put this in to make the kasha starker. That could be afilu beishamai. That beishamai was machma, you should be metaltel the oichel, and not to be metaltel the mukta. That is davke, when you could avoid completely being metaltel the mukta. But here, Rashi is saying, but here, Vinishtvi, there's a total amukta, there's a total muksa yedeyachom, isn't there a total amukta behedya? So since Saimasa, you have to come on to the total amukta, she might as well do it behedya. That was the Gemara's kash. Rabban Shimin, alibe de beisil. Boirer oichel voichel, hamachol yitel, vapsoilis, Yishoyer b'keilu. So he shouldn't be metaltel the psoilus. Boirer kedarkoi, noitel psoilus, umeiniach oichol emirze. That means he's permitted to be boirer the psoilus, noitel psoilus. Again, Rashi says the noitel, the chiddush isn't the tiltel of the psoilus, noitel psoilus, he's metaltel the psoilus, umeiniach oichol emirze. He's permitted to, if he wants, he could take the oichel also, even though it involves a tirche, because we're speaking about oichel merubah lapsoilus. But if he, in order to avoid a tirche, he could take the psoilus. So that was the Gemara's kasha. He says the Gemara's kasha was that why isn't he permitted to take off the eved? Yeah. So the Gemara says it's because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said as follows. When did Beis Hillel say that you take the psoilis, sha'oichel merubah la psoilis? The ishokil oichel mafish betilche. That means since there's tilch involved, some emela, then one is permitted to take the psoilus. But if there's psoilus meruba loichel, the shokel, then divrei hakol boirer oichel. The betere torah, veloi beisure. Then you're not matriach beisur. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Upa chinen, the Gemara asks, vahoche, the masnisen the oichel meruba al apsoilus. In our Mishnah, the oichel is meruba al apsoilus. V'chi magbiya ha'even imachodis torach tzvei. So there's a greater tirche, being magbiya the chavis with the even. Now we see Rashi is involved with tirche over here. There's a greater tirche involved by picking up the chavis with the even, then picking up the even alone. Vavalele mishkal psoilus ke Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon says if you have oichel merubal psoilus, so if there's a greater tirchen val to take away the oichel, you're permitted to be misalik the muktzim. So mamela over here, you have two alternatives. Either lift up the chavis, which is a bigger tirche. You're lifting up the chavis plus the yevon. Or take off the yevon alone. So since there's a greater tirche involved, this is the similarity to oichel merubal of psoilus, that there is also a greater tirche. So memela the Gemara's kasha was, when you have a greater tirche, in being Isaac in the heter, then you're misalik the muktzah. That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara. Now this Tosis Rashi is a different year to the Bechla on the Gemara. Given the boy le mishkol le kule yayin min achovitz, if this person will want to empty out the barrel, loy mishtakel le yayin shebishuleo, he will not be able to take out the wine from the bottom of the barrel, ad the shokel umagvilo le chovitz, till he picks up the barrel. So the Gemara is saying, if this person wants all the wine in the barrel, eventually he'll have to pick up the barrel. Not in order to get rid of the stone, he has to pick up the barrel in order to be able to take out all the wine. So memele kipsailis merube domi. So this is equivalent kipsailis merube. Why? The ibitchila say. If in the beginning he won't pick up the chavis, save me boy lelagbuasu lechavis. But eventually he'll have to pick up the chavis. Ilkech avalei mafish betilche. Now, achigasina, let's say the next Rashi, loy mishtakil lei, he cannot get out, loy mishtakil lei yayin, Ad the shokilah, till he pick up the chavis. Like you see, ad the shokilah le'ev. Now let me just say, oisin veinik shitas Rashi. We should understand according to Rashi what is flying over here. Rashi had a sugi before we try to understand the lumdus of the sugi. But Rashi had a gemara in Beyer. The gemara in Beyer says as follows, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That if you have oichel meruba ala psoilus, so if you'll take away the oichel, you'll be mafish betilche. If you'll take away the psoilus, there's no tirche. There's no tirche involved. It's oichel meruba ala psoilus. So then, for some reason, you're allowed to take away the psoilus, and we're speaking about tilches tiltel mukze. In order to avoid tilche in the oichel, one is permitted to be misalek the mukze, in order to avoid tilche in the oichel. That is, if you have oichel meruba al psoilus. If you have psoilus meruba al oichel. So psoilus meruba al oichel means that if you're going to be misalek the psoilus, you're going to have tilche in the silika mukze. If you have tilch in the silika mukze, then you're not permitted to be misalik the mukze. Since there's tilch involved, then you have to be oisik in the oichel. These were the guidelines of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So in other words, if there's no tilch involved, then you're permitted to be misalik the mukze. If there is tilch involved, you are not permitted to be misalik the mukze. That was the guideline. The Gemara held that let's go and pick up the stone because there's no tirch involved. You'll pick up the stone. Picking up the stone is less tirch than picking up the chavis with the stone. So since by picking up the stone I'm avoiding tirch, it should be permitted to pick up the stone. That was the Gemara's kasha. Dumye, the psailas merube, dumye the oichel merube ala psailas, that when I avoid if I can avoid tilche through the tiltel mukze, you're permitted to be metaltel the mukze. So here, I could avoid carrying the chavis, which spells out tilche, by picking up the stones. I'm permitted to pick up the stone. That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answered according to Rashi as follows. If that would be true, that means, if I would be assured that by picking up the stone, that's all that is involved. You won't have to pick up the chavis. So memeila, then your kasha is a good kasha. So you should be permitted to pick up the stone in order to avoid tirch. But I have news for you. This person eventually have to pick up the barrel also. Why? Because he wants to drink out the wine till the last drop. And that can only be accomplished by picking up the barrel. So eventually he has to pick up the barrel. So now we'll clarify, Shaila, which is easier, to pick up the barrel once and with this one hagbah to be misalik the eben and to pour out the wine, or to make two hagbahs, pick up the stone and then pick up the barrel. So, if that is the diyun is to make two agbos, or to make one big agbos. So the Gemara held one big agbos is less tirche than two agbos. So that is pshat in the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is the reason we do not permit to pick up the stone first. The kasha was, well, he should be permitted to pick up the stone because he's being meineya tirche to picking up the stone. So the Gemara says, no, he won't be meineya, it'll be the other way. By picking up the chavis, he's being meineya tirche, because in one pu'ula, picking up, he can get rid of the stone and pour out the wine. Like this, he'll have to make two agbos. First pick up the stone, and then pick up the chavis. This is the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, there's a pertinent question that Rabbi Kevege asks on Rashi. He asks as follows, where do we see a heter, how is one permitted to be metaltal mukzeh? As the Gemara, Taisvah says, Epsalom, this is bottle, and then it's called, but Rashi goes up with tirche, Rashi goes with tirche, to avoid tirche, you're permitted to be metaltal mukzeh. So Rabbi Kevege says, where do we see such a heter? With our Gemara is asking, there's a stone on top of the chavis. So the Gemara says, since there's no tikh, it should be permitted to take off the stone. Says, where do you see such a heter? Now the Kevega asks with a hecher. He says, maybe you say nitazai. So the Kevega asks with a hecher. He says, we just learned before, Rav Huna Marav says, that if the Evan was put on the chavis, if the Evan was put on the chavis, so memele, so then the chavis becomes a bosis, so then it is not permitted for it to be menaya of the chavis. That's what the Gemara says, because then it becomes a bosis. Like Rabbi Kevege is a heter of tilful mukze, so what's gamer on that the chavis is, what's gamer on that the chavis is a basis, but I'm permitted to be metaltal muktzel in order to get to the oichel. So you see klar from the Gemara that tiltal muktzel letzayrech achile is also. So what's shamazay pshat? Taisvis seem to take care of the problem. Taisvis says if you have roim oichel, so the muktzel is bottle. So Chazanish says absalom this, that it's called tikkun oichel. So Taisus Epis takes care of the tiltal mukze problem. But Rashi makes the bchalnish visendik wegen the tiltal mukze shaboy. Rashi only is a one-track mind. Is there tirch involved? Is there not tirch involved? The minute there's not tirch involved, some amela tiltal mukze should be mutter. So that Rabbi Kevege lies by itzoch in Godul. What is the heter of tiltal mukze when there's no tirch? That is better Rabbi Kevege's kasha, and he says, you see, by Nior is also if the Chavis became a boss. This is Pshitas Rashi in the Sugya. Let us go further. Hoysa Beina Chavis, the Mishnah said, Hoysa Beina Chavis, Magbiya Umata Al Tzido, Vehinoi Felas. Now let us see Rashi, again to refresh our memories, what the Mishnah is telling us. Hoysa Beina Chavis, Vyorei, Shaloi tipel ha'evan ala chavies v'yishavre. That means as follows. I could learn pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two halachas. The first halacha was ha'evan shal pi ha'chavies. Ha'evan shal pi ha'chavies mata al tzida v'hinei fella. You have an evan on the chavies, and you want to get to the wine, so you tilt it and the stone falls down. Ho'isa bein ha'chavies. What if this chavies is between other chavies? So I could learn pshat lulei divrei Rashi. I could learn, now you can't be mate. It's surrounded by chavyesin. The reason you can't be mate is because physically you can't be mate. Where can you be mate? There's right next to it. It's surrounded with chavyesin. So might be it. So you have to lift it up. Umata al tzida vinoi fellas. Azoi, that's a lochera. I could learn pshat in the Mishnah. But Rashi tells us that is not pshat in the Mishnah. Hoy sa beina chavyes. The yorei, no, he could lift, he could be menayel now also, but there's a new problem. The yorei shaloi tipel ha'evan ala chavis v'yishabrim. He could be menayel, but if he'll be menayel, he might break another chavis. So there'll be a hefsed mammon involved. So if that is the case, magbia lechavis kulas, he picks up the chavis, umir salka mi beina chavis, and he takes it out of the area where all the chavis are around, that I could be assured that that if it'll be menayer now, it won't hit any chavis. V'sham mata al tzida, and there he is menayer. So Rashi seemed to learn that's pshat in the Mishnah, that not the purpose of magbia is not because physically it can be menaya, no, financially it doesn't want to be menaya, therefore magbia umata al tzida. Now let us look at this barais. Oisa ben achovis magbia. Tanya Rabbi Yosi oima. Oisa achovis monachas ba'itza. If the chavis was monachas ba'itza, oisha hoya klis chuches monachin tachteo, or this was resting on a klis chuches, magbia lemokimache umata latzido vehino itoles v'noitel imenu mashe tzorich loy umarziro lemkoyma. Now let us see what Rashi says, what Rabbi Yosi is telling us. Zot Rashi, Hoysa achovis munachas bo'oitza. Now the ivre of oitza means it's in a oitza. So Rashi's kloima, doesn't mean to tell it's in an oitza. An oitza is like ma'al v'mei. Kloima, v'mokei mechunis, she oitzrim sham chovyeis harbe. V'doyeg shemo yitla, v'tipel ha'even ala chovyeis she'etzlo. He's afraid maybe it might fall and break another chavis. So the taich of oitzo means there's a financial chash of shema that it might break the other chavis. That is pshat. Or this other case was a shayikli schuchis menachim tachter. So it's also the same thing. So there's a chash that you might break the kli schuches. So what does he do? So he picks it up. Magvil amokimache umata otzido vihinei fellas. So now, if Rashi in the Mishnah said that this was pshat in the Mishnah, so we have to try to figure out, so what was Rabbi Yosi Moisef on the Mishnah? So the first half of Rabbi Yosi's memory is mamish repeating the Mishnah. That means that there'll be a problem to be mate the chavis bim kaimai magbia lemoki macha matal si divinei polis. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Hoisa beina chavis magbia matal si divinei polis. Now Rabbi Yosi is moist of something. V'noita leimena mashe tzarech loy. So lochere shkayach, so what, lochere that's no chiddish. Umarzir olim kaima. So you have to know what is the chiddish over here also, what's a marzir olim kaima. We have to, it's like the ratzor in Dayla, no one says pshat in Rabbi Yosi. What was Rabbi Yosi moisef on the Mishnah? Unless Rabbi Yosi was moisef on the Mishnah, that maybe marzir olim kaima would be a tircha shalel at Tzairich Shabbos, so shein do. Well, you want it to be back there. Maybe it's safer there. Maybe that's the main, the whole chiddush is marzir olim kaima. That was the whole chiddush. Someone wanted a tiny, the noitali menem ashet sorich loy, perhaps is also a big chiddush. Because we have just learned Rashi's pshat, that the whole reason one does not take off the oven, because eventually you'll have to pick up the whole chavis. Now in Rabbi Yosi we see Nitazoi. He took off the oven, he didn't use up the whole wine. So then Rabbi Yosi is saying, that even though according to Rashi, the whole reason, we said you're not permitted to take off the oven, because there'll be a double tircha, first you'll take off the oven, then you have to pick up the chavis. And here we see he's not going to pick up the chavis, and still you have to take off the yevon. According to Rashi, shteita agroisa chiddush. And perhaps the Isser is because he might want to take out the whole wine from the Chavis and eventually pick up the Chavis. That's why he pick up the Chavis L'chatchila. But Al Kaponim, it is very unclear what Rav Yossi is moisit on the Tan of the Mishnah. Let us go further. Moish sha'alakal. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says as follows. Someone put money on a pillow. Minayir esakar ve'heinayflot. We'll see, he's speaking about he wants to sleep on the pillow. Now he comes to the pillow and he sees money on the pillow. Minayir esakar ve'heinayflot. Omar Ravchia bar Ashi Omarav loishonu elo b'shecheyach. This aloche that is permitted to be minayir the car is only if he forgot the money on the pillow. He put it down before Shabbos. He didn't have any intention it should be there Shabbos. And he forgot to take it off. And now it's Shabbos. So Mamela the car never became a bosses. So therefore it is permissible to be Menayer the car, because the car is not mukta. Avo bimeniya. But what if the money was put down on the car bekabonda that should be there, either betilas knisas a Shabbos, or the whole Shabbos, we learned in Shulte Gebei, Mamach Leikas Rishayinim, Avol B'meniya, he wanted the money to be there on the car, so then Nia will also be also. Nase Bosis L'dover Ha'osa. Zot Rashi, Lo Yishonu B'menaya Nase Ha'kar Bosis L'moy. The car becomes a bosses the mois. Af a car also betilpul. So then the car is also betilpul. Zok taisus. Lo yishonu elo b'shochach. Ve'im taimar talti de rav lomoli. So taisus asked, we had two halachas in the Mishnah. We had, if one had an even al pi ha-chovitz, you menayel the chovitz. You have money al a car, you menayel the car. In Rav, in both cases, says this din of Nir is only by Shochach. But if it was Miniach, he can't be Menayer. So it's said by a Evan al Pi Achovis, and by Money al Pi Akar. In fact, the Chtois was in time of Tanti de Rav Lomali. Why did Rav have to say by each case this Pisgum? That's Tavke by Shochach, but not by Miniach. V'yeshloim Chodo Michlal Chavotei. So Taisu says, no, Rav never said it twice. Rav said by one of these two memories, he said, the Mishnah says, Nir, he has to know. Nir was only permissible when it was Shochach. If it was Miniach, Nir will be also finished. No, in each bov of the Mishnah, the Gemara brings down the memory of Rav. We should understand the Mishnah. This is like a Mishnah Mavueres, that the Mishnah is speaking about Davke Shochach and not Miniach. But Rav only said it once. Chodo michlal chavatid. V'holoi tikshi. Harti mas nisen lomoli. Fektach tois is fine. But now let's ask on the Mishnah. Rav only said it once. But the Mishnah is l'chay reshva. Why did the Mishnah have to repeat itself two times? There was one marshal, there was an even al piya chovis that was shochach. And the chovis did not become a bosses. He's menayah the even. Another case, he was shochach mois halakah, is menayah the car. It's repetitious. Why did the Mishnah have to tell us the same aloche by shochach two times? You menayah it. Finish. Tell us one time. Baha loitik shetarti mas nisen lomali. Tahava mina even vadai shori b'shochach. So Taisvah says, if it would only say one, I would make a mistake. I would think Evan Vade Shari Bishoka Shanira Tvei Ki Kisi Yachovitz. It looks like a Kisi Yachovitz. Avol Moish Al Gabi Yakar Afilo Bishoka Hava Mina Di Osa. I would think that this is Osa. Now, looking at this Taisvis, L'chayra this Taisvis is very difficult to understand. The Mishnah is telling us that one is permitted to be Minaya. Now, when we're being Minaya, we are showing from our actions that it is Mukta. If I can't, we're not taking off the heaven, we're not taking off the money, we're being Minaya. We're doing a Pu'ula of Nir. So what does Taisva say? That I would think Davke by an Evan this is permissible. Bishochach. This looks like a Kisei Chavis. So that's why Nir is Mutter, because it looks like a Kisei Chavis. Aval Moish al Gabi Akar, Apilo Bishochach al Mina Dosa. Why? It's Shochach, I would think it's Osa. Why should it be Osa? If it's Shochach, so it's not a Bosis, and it's Nir. What is Pshat in Taisvit? Is Lulay the Mistafine, Bachmai Kater, Givaldike Pshat in Taisvit, but I really don't know if Taisvit held like this. But after Mir, I'd like to give a shtickel akdomet to say Pshat in Taisvit. We had in the Perik Bamet Toimnin a very gishmaki svore that Rashi said, and the Rishonim bring down, the Ritva says this svore, the Balamoyer says this svore, and with this svore, Bachmai will understand Taisvis also. There's a Mishnah by Met Toynim that says as follows. That a person wanted to be Matmen Akdeire, and before Shabbat, so he covered it with Tzemer. Now this Tzemer was Mukta. He covered it. But it's Mutman. He covered it out of Shabbat. Now when it comes to Shabbat, so the problem is he wants to get to the Cholent. There's Tzemer on top of it, and the Tzemer is Mukta. So the Mishnah says you take the Kisei Akdeire, you lift up the Kisei Akdeire, the Tzemer slides off. That is permissible. Fine. This then, Neo. You make Neo. You lift up the Kisei, the Tzemer slides off, and you go to the Cholent to cover Shabbat. So there, Rashi asks Akasha, the Rishonim ask Akasha, L'chayre there is Meniach, the Kavone you put on the Tzemer, on the Kisei. This is not Shochach. This is Meniach. They ask from our Gemara. By Meniach, the halacha is it becomes a bosses. So I put on a Kisei on the Kneire. Then the Kavone, I put the Tzemer over the Kisei. So the Kisei should be a bosses. How am I permitted to lift up the Kisei and the Tzemer should follow? That's Rishonim's Akasha. Akasha from our Gemara. So Rashi, the Balamoyer, and the Ritva say a very geshmak as follows. They say, the union of bosses is that I want that the bottom article should support the top. That means, so this is the bottom is a tuffle to the top. That's called a boss. It's a base for the top. You put a table, on top of the table you put a double book, because I want the table to hold up the book. Here I want that the cover of the kdeire should hold up the tzemer. I'm interested in holding up the tzemer. I want that the Tzemer should insulate the Kedere. So not the Kisui is a tuffle to the Kedere. Not the Kisui is a tuffle to the Tzemer. The Tzemer is a tuffle to the Kisui. I want the Tzemer to help the Kisui ensure the Chamimis of the Tavshul. So even though I'm putting it on top, but since the purpose of putting it on top it's not I want that the Kisui should hold up the Tzemer, I want that the Tzemer should help insulate the Kedere. So for counsel, the Tzemer is a tuffle to the Kisui, so it's not a bosses. So even though it was Meniach, it is Mutter. This is a beautiful svara that the Rishonim say. So then these Rishonim, the Balamoyer and the Ritva say, so we're telling us a very geshmaki svara, that bosses is only when you want that the bottom thing to support the top. So then the bottom becomes a tuffle to the top. If you want the top to be mishamish to the bottom, then it's not a bosses. That's what you're telling me. Fregen der Rishonim amere de kikashe from our Gemara. Ha'evan al pi achovis. Why did he put the evan al pi achovis? He wants that the chovis should support the evan? Put fakel. He wants the evan to cover the chovis. So this is mamish similar to Tzemer api Kisui Kedeiri, wants the Tzemer to cover. So what is Pshat in the Mishnah, Evan shall be Achovitz? The Gemara says, By Meiniach, the halacha is that the Chovitz becomes a bosses. The Chovitz becomes a bosses. Why does the Chovitz become a bosses? The Evan should be a Nitbal to the Chovitz. Just like the Tzemer is a Nitbal to the Kisui. That is their Kasha. They have a bomba of a Kasha. So because of this kasha, the Balamoyer and the Ritve make an akimta. He says, you're right. If the sole purpose of putting the evan on the chavis would be to cover the ingredients in the chavis, She says, then the chavis would never become a bosis. 100% right. But they make an akimta. Our Mishnah is speaking about that he put the even al pi hachavis for two purposes. Purpose number one, he wanted to cover the wine. That's how the ritzvah says. That's true. But there was another purpose. This was a valuable even. He wants to use it for building. And if he'll leave it on the ground, it's going to get broken. So he's putting it on the chavis latnia. So the second purpose, so I want that the chavis should hold up the even. The even should not be floating around. That the chavis should hold up the even. Steht in ritva amar de kachidish, that if you're putting an even on a chavis for two reasons, so since the second reason is also a reason, so then the chavis becomes a basis for the even, and that's pshat in our Mishnah. So now let us learn our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says as follows: so even shall be a chavis. So it says like this. So if it was meniach, that means he wanted that it should be there Shabbos. He wanted that heaven should be on top of the chavis la'atznioi. Then it's a bosis. If it is shochach, so then it's not a bosis. The same aloha applies. The same aloha applies by mois aralaka. That if he wanted it to be on the car, so then it's a bosis. If it's shochach, it's not a bosis. So now Taisus asked the kasha, why does he have to tell me this aloha by book? So let us see Taisus in a minute. So Bachmiv Shat and Taisus is as follows. Tahava mine, I would think, Evan vadai shori bishocha. You know why Evan is muta bishocha? Sheniret vei kekisi yachofis. That means as follows. Avo moishal gabi yakara filo bishocha chava mine da'osa. That means as follows. Let's start backwards. Moishal gabi yakara. A person goes by and he sees this money on a car. Now, why was this money put on the car? It was put on with an intention it should be on the car. Now we have to know what was the intention it should be there Shabbos, or the intention was in the middle of the week, and if he got and he left it there Shabbos, that we don't know. But we see money on a car, and we know one thing, that it was put on intentionally. The money didn't walk to the car. But what we don't know is, was it put on intentionally to remain there Shabbos? Or was it that what it is there Shabbos, it was forgotten to be taken off? That we don't know. But it's a suspicious action. So you see a person being menayer the money. So it could be, we should ask this al tmaris sayin. Who will know that he put it there and he forgot to take it off? Maybe put it there, it should remain there. And if he put it there to remain there, Taka also to be Menaya, because the car becomes a chavis. The car becomes a bosis. So Memela, by Mois, I would think, since the only way it could be Mutter to be Menaya, the car, is because it's Shochach, and who knows that this person was a Shochach. So therefore, Chazal also to be Menaya, the car. Masha'en came by Chavis, Da'av Amini, you know why it's Muta by Shochach? Shenir Etvei Kekisei Chavis. Who knows Bechlau that he put it down Latznioi? It looks like it's a Kisei Chavis. So Memele, people see that there's an Evan Alpi Chavis. People Bechlau don't know his Kavona was Latznioi. It looks like it's a Kisei Chavis. So Memele, so if it looks like a Kisei Chavis, so it's Tichan Arabos is the Chavis. So even though Lemaise, it's more than the Kisei Chavis, even though Lemaise put it down Latnia also, but he was Shochach. So that is what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying, when would I think that Shochach is Mutter? When Fadze Welt, you don't see Bechlau that it was a Bosses. Shenir Etzveike Kisei Chavis. So what he's doing to the world, some of it looks like a Dover HaMutter. Because it looks like it's a Kisei Chavis. And if it's a Kisei Chavis, it's Bechlau not a Bosses. So even though Lemaise, it's more than a Kisei Chavis, it was Latznioi, so he were a matter of a Weshocha, because Lemaise, it looks good. And La'aloch, it's really good, because of Weshocha also. Ah, but Moishal Gabi Kal doesn't look good. It looks very bad. We see Claude's money on the car. How did the money get there? Because he put it there. So we don't see it any. So I would think we are Machmil by Mois. Even though it was Shachach, but we don't see the Shikre Shaboy. So I would think here they answered it. It looks bad. It looks like the car became a bus. So the Mishnah tells us, if Lufia Emes, the car didn't become a bus, I don't care about look. Shonu.
Omer, Rabbi Baba Chana, Omer Rabbi Yeshene. Lo Yishonu, Elo, Lutzerich Gufoy. When is the halacha that is mechuyev to be menayer, if it's tafke, Lutzerich Gufoy? If he needs the makim of the car and the mois, so near would not be a trufe, so then he's permitted to lift up the car together with the mois. When is he mechuyev to be menaya? The ain't no metal to la boyd and I leho. Ella should take the goof a shell car. He needs the goof a car lishka vola. Hilkach b'nei yosagi v'shodi lei ba'asayim. And then he can throw it away in its mokim. Abol tzorich l'mkoyim yishakar metal to leim ha-mois l'mokim acha. Then he's permitted to pick up the car with the mois, to take it away, to be able to use the mokim. Took the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Ashi, Shochach Arniki Bechotzer. A person forgot an Arniki Bechotzer, Meiniach Oleh Kikar Eitinik, Umetaltala. He's allowed to put a Kikar Eitinik over the Arniki, Umetaltala. Omar Rav Yitzchak Shochach Oveine Bechotzer, Meiniach Oleh Kikar Eitinik, Umetaltala. He's allowed to put a kikatinik and be metalto. The chiddush of Rav Yitzchak is that in the first case by Arniki, there's a hefsid gadol shel momen, and they were matar tiltul mukze b'mokem hefsid gadol. Rav Yitzchak said, even though there is no hefsid gadol, there's only a hefsid cotton, by leaving the levain in the chotzer, it is also permissible to be metaltal the levena al yedei kiker vitinik. Please bear on, the tape will continue in a few seconds.
Now, the lumdis of this heter is, Sam Sefer explains that the lumdis of this heter is, Sam Sefer makes a meiridike tushtel. We had learned the halacha that if a person takes out a bal chai an amita, so he's potter in hilchus haitzo. And the bal chai he's potter because chai noisei asatma. Fine. But on the mita, why is he potter on the mita? Because the mita is an nitpal to the bal chai. The mela, since this is serving as a oifen to hold the bal chai, becomes bottle to the bal chai. So the mita says, Ramayra de Kazar, I'll carry a mita out alone. Chayim al tzeitzo. I carry out a mita with a person and the mita and potter al tzeitzo. Why? Because it's nitpal to the, because it's called, it comes nitpal to the balcha. So memela we see that a dover ha nitpal is considered, I'm not carrying it in gam, I'm carrying the other thing. So memela, that's a filul gabi hilcha tzeitzo. So Rabbeishi said, le gabi tiltul mukse, they made this kula also. That means, That I have a problem. I'm carrying a wallet. A wallet is not mukti. Now to carry a wallet on Shabbos. Well, the shaila of hefset mammon over here. I mean, Shabbos hefset mammon. We have to sympathize with this person. Shochach. So memele. So we go and take a bulkala. You put it over the wallet, and now it's called, I'm carrying the bulkala. The wallet is like a mita to carry the bulkala. So memele. The wallet becomes bottle. To the, just like in Hilchas Haitzo, the mita becomes bottle to the Baal Chai. So in Hilchas Tiltul Mukse, the wallet becomes bottle to the Kikar Haitzo. Fine. Now, Rabbi Yishiya said this halacha by an arniki. An arniki is, there's a lot of money involved. Omar Rav Yitzchak Shochach Leveina Bechotzer. So the Mephoshim say a Leveina is not worth as much as an arniki. But it also has a monetary value, and we are afraid if it's going to remain in the chotzer, he might end up without a levain. We also matter. We need a lucky keratin to metalfel. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak is, even though it's a smaller monetary loss, aval pika, but it's also geld. They were matter b'mokim hefsed momin to be metalfel this al yedei kikavetin. Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Omar Abbas. Tam acha shokhu diskaya meleya mois beskatya. Oh, this was mamish a catastrophe. Diskaya was a sack full of money, and they forgot it beskatya in the Rashus Arab. And it was left there in the middle of Hesel Zachvon, in the middle of Times Square, was left a diskaya full of money. And the kiddi sholov ayoin, and you have there a whole wallet over there, ubo vishalu es Rabbi Yochanan. It was Tutman though. We're not speaking about pennies over here. Va'om alohen, Rabbi Yochanan got greater places, einichu ala kike reitinik, metiltalua. They were metaltal. Now here we have a different problem. Here we have a problem besides the shayla of mukta, there's a shayla of vavet valodamas b'shus harab. I mean, we're not only talking about the rabbonans, we're speaking about the raises, hamur. So let us see that. Dr. Rashi, Skaya molei mois gartinen, misrakia reshus haram, inicho leo kikaraitine, the lishtere le taltel agabayu, teich baladamas, you'll be metaltel teich baladamas, the tiltelua poches, poches mi baladamas. So Rashi said they were metaltel, there was a big heter over here, they were metaltel poches, poches mi baladamas. This the Rishonim are furious with Rashi, the Zicha one matter pochas pochas midaladamis, because this is also midarabonim. Hazal one matter pochas pochas midaladamis, because he might come in metalful daladamis. This we're playing with fire there. It's a close to their eyes, and he's going to go pochas pochas midaladamis. So Mamele, so this terrace they don't like. So Rashi is the second terrace. I've been mechitzin shabnayadim kederin and beirim. And they made a mechitzin Shabbat, they called 20 people. They surrounded the sky. So now 20 people are around them. So you have a reshus hayochid. He made in Shabbos a reshus hayochid because he made a mechitza shel b'nei Adam. And now she can't get into reshus hayochid. So now what's the shaila? The shaila is mukta. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's permissible. It's permissible with a kikar etinik. Now gav ulche. The Ritva brings over here a kasha of Taisvis. We don't have this Taisvis. The Taisvis asked a Meirdike kasha. And we'll have in Perik Misha Hechshech, if a person was Misha Hechshech Baderech, and he got stuck with money, and it's before Shabbos, and it's going to be Shabbos, becomes Hechshech Olav Ayoim, and there's no Goy, there's no Dos. So he's permitted to carry the full of pochas with the aldamas there without a kikar of a timid. He's allowed to carry it. The mika din because the other ball on the mind. What do you tell him? Not to carry it. I mean, So Mamela, they were masterful without kikar of a timid. So the kash is why here, the Ritva holds to hear the zichim one master pochas with the aldamas, and here you need a kikar of a timid for sure. So what is the difference of Misha Hechshech and over here? So the Ritva brings down from Tosfos a very interesting tale. Misha Hechshech Baderech, the Derech is a mokim sakone. You have to know every minute he's on the Derech. He has his money in him and it's a dangerous matter. The Derech is a mokim sakone. So he can't leave it there. He can't stay there. So the Mela, there they were matter, metaltal, pochas midaladamis, afilozada kikibetini. This Ratye, was a Rishus HaRabim Take, but it wasn't a dangerous place. You have Ganovim going there, but yeah, people which time look going there also it was a Hamish place. So Memele, so here, I have a different answer for you. He can be there the whole Shabbos. You're worried about the money, sit down there and be there the whole Shabbos. Now what, it's not Bakvem. So Memele, not Bakvem, they only were matter with the Tika Vatib. That is what the Ritva said. But Al Kaponim, we see Moim de Kekulis over here, that there were Mater, Tiltol, Mukze, Bemokim, Hefsid, Momin, Aideki Kibetim. Omer Mar Zutre, Hilchese Kechola Nishmaitze, Bishaycheya. If a person forgot money there, in the Chotzer, in the Rishus HaRabim, and now it's a difficult situation. They were matter, tiltei dakika b'timcha. Rav Ashi omar afilu shochach namiloi. Rav Ashi says they were not matter. This cooler to assume that the sky becomes a basis for this whole lumdis, that it becomes a basis for the bukala, and this, I'm not carrying it really. This whole heter of kikah v'tinik, they were not matter b'mokim hefsid mon. V'loy amru kikah v'tinik elo l'meis b'lvad. We paskin like Rav Ashi. We paskin like Rav Ashi that what? That this heter of kikah v'tinik, they only matter b'mokim tzeirich kovad abriyis. B'mokim hefsid mon, they were not matter. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi b'shechayach. Number one. Avo b'meiniach midas. If a person left it over there, mi'erev Shabbos, the person left it there and he knows what's going to be with the money, I'll come back in Shabbos and I'll take it with Kikir Vatinik. It's only Shechayah. Elo lemeit, mishim kovet abriyis, kshemutul bacham. Meitu and metaltu of matai de Kikir Vatinik, but not alniki. The one, and that's how we pass the Naloch. Abaye monach kapo akipe. Abaye had some bundles of tefuah, and he wanted to carry them in Shabbos, so he went and put a spoon on the bundle. He went and carried the bundle. That was Abaye. Rove monach sakine abar yoin. Rove had a raw yoine he wanted to carry. Pashas it was mukta, so he went and put a knife on top of it, and he carries the raw yoine umetaltalo. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Diki Gemara. Rav Yosef was very critical on these two Talmidim. Kame charife shemaitze de dardiki. Hey, the kindleth boy, you're smart, a heter. You're going to be metaltal mukta by putting a spoon on top of it, by putting a knife on top of it. Look, Mishem metaltal mukta. You have a problem. Put a spoon, you can be metaltal mukta. So he said, Aim at the honor Rabbonin b'shecheyach, the Rabbonin of Wamat, let's forget about Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that Shloli with the Hilchasa. But I feel these Rabbonin, Rav Yochanan, that was matter to be metaltal on Aliki, is b'shecheyach. That means he forgot his wallet there in the middle of the chos, the middle of Shus Arab. So now he's in a predicament, so they were matter, he should put a bulkala on top of it, he should carry. Fine. You want to move these Oimrim away. There's no problem, there's no Shechet. You want to move it. Here, you want to move it someplace else. So Lechatchila, to be permitted to move Mukta, Samza, you'll put a lefel over it, or put a knife over it. So Lechazachet, let us see Rashi. Abaye monach kapakiti. Meniach talvet, he put a spoon on the Oimrim. Letaltalon, agav talvet. Abar yoine chai b'loy malich. It was a raw yoine, and he put a knife on it. So Rav Yosef said, charifish maitze de dardaki. Svurim heim sheim charifim. They think they're smart. Heim edom harabonon ba'arniki v'diskaya meniach alo kikar etinik v'shokcho. He forgot it there. Ubimokim atufen, and now it's not a safe place. Umishum hefsid mumming, some emele. This was all taken into consideration, so they were matter. Ubel stamazoi, to be able to be metalto mukfi, you'll put a lefel tamesa. Doesn't go like that. Omar Abaye, so it's a gewaldike kittel gan Abaye verove. Omar Abaye says, nah, it's a harifis. He loved the Odom Choshevano, Kapo Akipi Lomoli. Chozi Lemizgi says, you don't understand. Kipi Oimrim of Tvue Aroi Leishevolo. They're not Mukta to begin with. You'll have to be metal for them bad. Ich bin an Odom Choshu, some emele, so he loved what he would Rashi says. Ana Rabbi, Anom is Shapir Metaltalon, Kibevel of a Leitalbet. I can be Metaltalot without the level. You know, eat a level. You love those mechoshev ano. Vano machmir arat me shalo yilmedu mimeni lahokal b'yisurim. Kapa kipa lomoli. Why do you have to put a spoon? The love kapa namishar letal talino. No chosil amizgalai. You can lean on it. You can rest on it. You can sit on it. So memele, so that pshat is a pesich traka, trachta harife sheheta. Hakel, this was a chumra gabi chumre, no, nore. Shlo yilmu de meni lahokal bi surim, so I put on the left. Oma roda ano, I love the odom choshev ano. Sakina abar yoyne lomoli, I have to put on a sakina na bar yoyne. Hachozi li liyumtze, I could even throw it, not mukze. It's not mukz in Shabbos. I could eat it raw. So also the same thing. So why the whole reason I put up the sack is the same as the altar. Another mchoshu. So I yes, I'll say I put on the sack. Zot Rashi lo umtza lo oich lichai b'Shabbos sheyesh b'nei adam I who eats a raw yoyne shedat on yote lo oich l'mbosachai v'kori lo umtza that is called umtza. So memele, so since this is called umtze, since this is roi lachilas umtze, so memele it is not considered a tilful mukz.